Welcome to Single Mom Mindset, the podcast, a place for choice moms, donor-conceived people, and non-traditional families. Now let's do this thing. Well, it's been a minute. I'm so glad that you're here. I don't know if you know, but I've actually relaunched my YouTube channel. I have been posting videos every Friday. And if you're not into YouTube, I decided that I'm going to start posting the audio versions of those videos straight onto these podcasts. So here's two episodes that are already out. I'll link everything, obviously, in the show notes. But I'm so glad that you're here for the audio version. Hi, welcome back. I was kind of hoping that I was going to be able to do this video after meeting with my fertility doctor, but I'm actually meeting with her on Tuesday. Today's Friday. So next week when we see each other, there's going to be tons of updates regarding baby number three prep. But I want to talk about some of the questions that if you are somebody that's becoming a single mom by choice or considering having a baby on your own, some of the questions that you are going to ask your fertility doctor or things that you should be prepared to talk about. I mean, there's the obvious. They're going to ask your medical history, of course, much like any other doctor. And if you have never had a baby, you're going to do a lot of digging there too. Depending on your age, there's going to be different things that you have to prepare for. However, I was actually surprised when I went in for my first doctor appointment with a fertility doctor, fertility specialist, when I was preparing to have my second child, because it actually went really smoothly, really quickly. I think I was kind of freaked out and I thought it was going to be this big, huge ordeal, super nervous and anxious. And it ended up being something really quick. She just asked my medical history, asked a little bit about why I was doing this. Again, she didn't dive super deep into that. I don't know if one of the factors in my case was because I had already had a child and I told her some of my back history in that it didn't work out with my first child's father and I was a single mom and I was already a full-time single mom doing it entirely on my own. So she kind of understood where I was coming from. I don't know, or I really lucked out with my doctor, because she was great, didn't really grill me. I've heard some stories from other women like me that were met with some resistance from their doctors. Again, not my case. I was very lucky. And I advise all of my clients or my girlies in the Single Mom Mindset program to absolutely find another doctor. If there's a doctor that's making you feel uncomfortable, who's kind of doubting your choice or making you just feel uncomfortable in any way, find another doctor. There are other doctors, there are fantastic doctors, much like mine, who will listen to you and make you feel safe and comfortable with this decision. And that's how you should feel on a journey like this one. You should feel empowered and excited. And any doctor that you're met with that doesn't make you feel that way, sayonara, find somebody new, okay? But they will make you do some testing, very standard testing. Again, age can change that a little bit. And medical history can obviously make some things change for you personally. But I had to do a routine pap, make sure everything was okay there. We had to do a few other testing. I'm going to insert them here so you can see the list that I personally had to go through. And again, not everybody is exactly the same. I'm in Canada, in Quebec more specifically, and these were the things that I experienced. I know sometimes it could be a little bit different, but for the most part, you're going to expect these things, okay? But you're going to have to ask, have they worked with single moms by choice before, okay? Because that's going to be a good way to measure if they're kind of experienced and are rooting for you and are going to really support you through this journey. And I want to actually backpedal a little bit and dive into my why. I think it's really important because there are women that will reach out to me and ask why I chose to do this, because maybe they're considering doing it and if I have any regrets or anything like that. But I want to just paint a better picture for those of you that don't know, and even the people that are really have been around for a long time on other platforms and such. I don't know that you know everything, so we're going to really dig in. And you know that I was engaged to marry my first child's father. However, you don't know that he absolutely is an unfit parent. There was a lot of trauma there. We don't have to get into the specifics. And although I was able to prove in court, family court, that he is an unfit parent and he is not safe and he is not to be trusted, the judicial system really failed us, failed my daughter especially. And he still got access. He still had visitation, supervised at one time. That changed. It was an ongoing traumatic experience, honestly. And anyone who is a parent that has experience with co-parenting or trying to co-parent with someone who is not only a narcissist but is a danger is really traumatic. And the court system really ties the safe parent's hands, and there's only so much that you can do. And it's really, really up, okay? Because it's in us. It's a biological response as a loving, caring, safe parent to protect your child. It's instinctual. You can't change that, okay? And as a mom to my baby, being unable to protect her and feel as though she was safe was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. And I've been through some shit, okay? But that, when I think back of a horrible, horrible time in my life, that's numero uno, okay? So we got through that. Insane legal bills. God, I'm still paying for legal fees and testing and things that had to be done. So like, that's still an expense nearly 5 years later. Okay. When that finally chapter closed. Okay. 5 years later, still paying for that because it was an insane amount of money. Okay. But I would pay it again if it was to make sure that my daughter is safe, and she is. And thank God, I thank God every day. Okay. But a lot of that goes into my why for my second child. And I know that that's not the story for everybody. There are a lot of women that just decide, you know what, I want to be a mom. I don't have romantic love right now and I'm not willing to settle. And I know that I want to be a mother. And unfortunately, with motherhood, there time does run out if you want to biologically, you know, carry your own child. You know, unfortunately, there's a time limit to that sometimes. And the window is much larger than we first thought or originally thought. However, there is a cap on that, right? But finding romantic love can come whenever. There's no limit for that, right? So there's women that decide to do it just because of that, period. And I love that. I think that is the most empowering, special, fantastic thing that a woman can do for herself and for her kids. And I'm the biggest cheerleader for that. However, that's not what brought me initially to the choice of choice motherhood. But with that being said, I wish I was like those other women that just found that, you know what I mean? Unfortunately for me, there was a little bit of negativity and trauma that led me to that. However, I wouldn't change a thing. I think that I am the mom that I am to both my kids and hopefully a third, because of the things that we've been through. And I mean, it gave me the opportunity to learn a lot. It gave me an opportunity to protect and advocate for sure for my kids. Like, do I mama bear level 9 million, okay? Because I know what it's like to feel like there's nothing I can do. And the truth being that there was nothing that I could do. And yeah, I'm so glad that now I'm so blessed and lucky that I'm able to be full-time mama to both of my kids. They're with me all the time, full-time. I know that they're safe. And yeah, I wouldn't change a thing. So a lot of my why is rooted in protecting my kids and knowing that even if you really love somebody and you know them, you don't necessarily know what they're capable of or know them to their core, right? People show you what they want to show you sometimes. And that doesn't mean that I don't still believe in romantic love, because I do. I'm a big romantic. I have a huge heart. And I know that my person is out there and I am their person and we're going to find each other. But I want my family. I love being a mama and being a partner, romantic or wife or whatever. That's going to come. It's just not right now. And that's okay. But yeah, that's a little bit more about my why. If you have questions, drop them and I'll answer them next week along with the fertility video.
That was the end of one episode and we're going to dive right into another episode. But with a quick break, I just want to add that if you are considering being a single mom by choice, which is having a baby on your own as a single woman, you could actually check out Fairfax Cryobank. They have tons of donor profiles with immense information. You get to see childhood photos and in some cases older kid photos. And if you use Single Mom Mindset 24, you're going to get 90 days of full free access. I'll link that below. I'm so excited for you and your journey. So check them out. And here we go. Next episode.
Hi, welcome back. I was kind of hoping that I was going to be able to do this video after meeting with my fertility doctor, but I'm actually meeting with her on Tuesday. Today's Friday. So next week when we see each other, there's going to be tons of updates regarding baby number 3 prep. But I want to talk about some of the questions that if you are somebody that's becoming a single mom by choice or considering having a baby on your own, some of the questions that you are going to ask your fertility doctor or things that you should be prepared to talk about. I mean, there's the obvious. They're going to ask your medical history, of course, much like any other doctor. And if you have never had a baby, you're going to do a lot of digging there too. Depending on your age, there's going to be different things that you have to prepare for. However, I was actually surprised when I went in for my first doctor appointment with a fertility doctor, fertility specialist, when I was preparing to have my second child, because it actually went really smoothly, really quickly. I think I was kind of freaked out and I thought it was going to be this big, huge ordeal. So I was super nervous and anxious. And it ended up being something really quick. She just asked my medical history, asked a little bit about why I was doing this. Again, she didn't dive super deep into that. I don't know if one of the factors in my case was because I had already had a child and I told her some of my back history in that it didn't work out with my first child's father and I was a single mom and I was already a full-time single mom doing it entirely on my own. So she kind of understood where I was coming from. I don't know. Or I really lucked out with my doctor because she was great. Didn't really grill me. I've heard some stories from other women like me that were met with some resistance from their doctors. Again, not my case. I was very lucky. And I advise all of my clients or my girlies in the Single Mom Mindset program to absolutely find another doctor. If there's a doctor that's making you feel uncomfortable, who's kind of doubting your choice or making you just feel uncomfortable in any way, find another doctor. There are other doctors. There are fantastic doctors, much like mine, who will listen to you and make you feel safe and comfortable with this decision. And that's how you should feel on a journey like this one. You should feel empowered and excited. And any doctor that you're met with that doesn't make you feel that way, sayonara, find somebody new, okay? But they will make you do some testing, very standard testing. Again, age can change that a little bit, and medical history can obviously make some things change for you personally. But I had to do a routine pap, make sure everything was okay there. We had to do a few other testing. I'm going to insert them here so you can see the list that I personally had to go through. And again, not everybody is exactly the same. I'm in Canada, in Quebec more specifically, and these were the things that I experienced. I know sometimes it could be a little bit different, but for the most part, you're going to expect these things, okay? But you're going to have to ask, have they worked with single moms by choice before? Okay, because that's going to be a good way to measure if they're kind of experienced and are rooting for you and are going to really support you through this journey. And I want to actually backpedal a little bit and dive into my why. I think it's really important because there are women that will reach out to me and ask why I chose to do this, because maybe they're considering doing it and if I have any regrets or anything like that. But I want to just paint a better picture for those of you that don't know, and even the people that are really have been around for a long time on other platforms and such. I don't know that you know everything. So we're gonna really dig in. And you know that I was engaged to marry my first child's father. However, you don't know that he absolutely is an unfit parent. There was a lot of trauma there. We don't have to get into the specifics. And although I was able to prove in court, family court, that he is an unfit parent and he is not safe and he is not to be trusted, the judicial system really failed us, failed my daughter especially. And he still got access. He still had visitation. Supervised at one time, that changed. It was an ongoing traumatic experience, honestly. And anyone who is a parent that has experience with co-parenting or trying to co-parent with someone who is not only a narcissist but is a danger is really traumatic. And the court system really ties the safe parent's hands, and there's only so much that you can do. And it's really, really tough, okay? Because it's in us. It's a biological response as a loving, caring, safe parent to protect your child. It's instinctual. You can't change that, okay? And as a mom to my baby, being unable to protect her and feel as though she was safe was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. And I've been through some shit, okay? But that, when I think back of a horrible, horrible time in my life, that's numero uno, okay? So we got through that. Insane legal bills. God, I'm still paying for legal fees and testing and things that had to be done. So like, that's still an expense. Nearly 5 years later, okay, when that finally chapter closed, okay, 5 years later, still paying for that because it was an insane amount of money, okay. But I would pay it again if it was to make sure that my daughter is safe, and she is, and thank God every day, okay. But a lot of that goes into my why for my second child, and I know that that's not the story for everybody. There are a lot of women that just decide, you know what, I want to be a mom. I don't have romantic love right now, and I'm not willing to settle. And I know that I want to be a mother. And unfortunately, with motherhood, there time does run out if you want to biologically, you know, carry your own child. You know, unfortunately, there's a time limit to that sometimes. And the window is much larger than we first thought or originally thought. However, there is a cap on that, right? But finding romantic love can come whenever. There's no limit for that, right? So there's women that decide to do it just because of that, period. And I love that. I think that is the most empowering, special, fantastic thing that a woman can do for herself and for her kids. And I'm the biggest cheerleader for that. However, that's not what brought me initially to the choice of choice motherhood. But with that being said, I wish I was like those other women that just found that, you know what I mean? Unfortunately for me, there was a little bit of negativity and trauma that led me to that. However, I wouldn't change a thing. I think that I am the mom that I am to both my kids and hopefully a third because of the things that we've been through. And I mean, it gave me the opportunity to learn a lot. It gave me an opportunity to protect and advocate for sure for my kids. Like, do I mama bear level 9 million, okay? Because I know what it's like to feel like there's nothing I can do, and the truth being that there was nothing that I could do. And yeah, I'm so glad that now I'm so blessed and lucky that I'm able to be full-time mama to both my kids. They're with me all the time, full-time. I know that they're safe. And yeah, I wouldn't change a thing. So a lot of my why is rooted in protecting my kids and knowing that even if you really love somebody and you know them, you don't necessarily know what they're capable of or know them to their core, right? People show you what they want to show you sometimes. And that doesn't mean that I don't still believe in romantic love, because I do. I'm a big romantic. I have a huge heart. And I know that my person is out there and I am their person and we're going to find each other. But I want my family. I love being a mama and being a partner, romantic or wife or whatever. That's going to come. It's just not right now. And that's okay. But yeah, that's a little bit more about my why. If you have questions, drop them and I'll answer them next week along with the fertility video.
Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review, and come back next Thursday for an all new episode. Bye.